All right. Easter Sunday morning blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for being here. And I was told a couple of minutes ago that we may need a couple of extra seats. So if you had a spot near you and you could scoot in a little bit and save some places on the end there. I know nobody likes to move, but move. So there's that. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great day today, and we're going to start here with this. There are events that come along that change life as we know it. One of those happened a little over 100 years ago in the world, in the field of medicine. There was a doctor, and his belief was that patients could recover from surgery with the use of a local anesthesia more quickly, maybe even a little better than if a complete whole general anesthesia had to be used. So in order to kind of prove his point, Dr. Evan O'Neill Kane in 1921, using a local anesthetic, took out his own appendix. And medicine changed forever. Things come along that change our world, and they'll never be the same again. In the geopolitical landscape, as they like to say, there are events happening right now that will change the world, and things will never be the same after that. The country of Ukraine will never be the same as it was before that war that began 4 years ago. And not sure yet still how all things are going to unfold in the nation of Iran, but regardless, things will never be the same again there and in that region of the world because of what's unfolding today. There are events that happen that just change the world as we know it, sometimes for good. It was 6 years ago this month that we were about 4 weeks into the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, 6 years later, some things have gone back to the way they were pre-COVID, but I think most of us could testify that some things, because of that pandemic, changed forever. All of that to say, events happen in medicine, in politics, in all kinds of fields that change the world forever. But there has never been an event that has changed history like what we gather to celebrate today. I would propose to you that Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is the greatest event, world-changing event, life-changing event in the history of mankind. Easter changes everything. And I want to look at that this morning from three different perspectives. So if you have your Bible, open it with me, if you would, to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. And I'm going to read the first 10 verses. So get your Bible, take out your phone, or trust me. Matthew chapter 28, and I'm going to read those first 10 verses. Reads like this. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to view the tomb. There was a violent earthquake because an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards were so shaken by fear of him that they became like dead men. Verse 5. The angel told the women, "Don't be afraid, because I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Listen, I have told you." So, departing quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, they ran to tell his disciples the news. Just then, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They came up, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus told them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." So when I say that Easter changes everything, the three perspectives for today would be these. Easter changes the past from at least a couple of ways. Let me explain. So these ladies were eyewitnesses to the crucifixion. I'm not sure what all we know and truly grasp about the crucifixion of Jesus, but it was, and I'm not going to go into too many details, but it was as brutal, I would even say as barbaric, a way to die as humanly possible. And so these women saw all of that, and they knew that Jesus was dead. They knew that he had been buried, and out of a sense of kind of personal responsibility, out of a sense of loyalty, out of a sense of duty, on that early Sunday morning, they just get up and they go to the tomb. And then they don't find anything like they expected to find it. Nothing was as they thought it would be. And you have to think, their minds just absolutely raced. And part of what raced through their minds had to be all that they knew about the past. From there, what we call the Old Testament, from what they had grown up knowing and believing about a coming Messiah. And now, all of a sudden, everything unfolding in front of them was as had been prophesied about. Everything was as had been predicted. It all came together. It was now a whole picture. It was now fully complete. The past now made sense. Easter changes everything, including, in a manner of speaking, the past, because it all came together. Do you know the name Henry Louis Gates? Now, Henry Louis Gates is a couple of things. He is one, a professor. I think he's a professor at Harvard. Now, I don't spend a lot of time on the Harvard campus. I'm not sure I'd be allowed on the Harvard campus for a variety of reasons, but nonetheless, I don't log much time there. But Dr. Gates is a professor at Harvard, but he also is the producer and the director and the moderator and the narrator of a television show, a television series. It's kind of based upon a previous series. The first one that came out was like this was called Finding Your Roots. But the one that Henry Louis Gates produces is called Who Do You Think You Are? And so what he does is he takes celebrities, and not regular people like you and me. He takes celebrities And he does for, he gives them an amazing gift. He does for them something that most of us would like to have done for us. They hire these professional researchers. And these researchers take this celebrity, this man or this woman, they take this celebrity and they research their family history from both sides of their family as far back as they can go. And then once all that information has been gathered, Henry Louis Gates sits down across a table with this celebrity and kind of page by page unfolds for them their family heritage. He just lays out in front of them their family tree. And they always are just blown away by individuals and events they never had any idea of before. But the same thing happens every time. It ends the same way. These celebrities all of a sudden have this connectedness to their past that they never had before. And all of them say, I now know who I am because I know from where I came. And that's what happens here. These women, as they have looked at the past and have known the past, all of a sudden, it came together. Because Jesus was now alive, sin, transgression, iniquity, all of that is forgiven. Not just forgiven, but as we sung about this morning, it's forgotten. All of the guilt and the shame and the burden that always accompanies our sin, our disobedience, all of that is kind of wiped clean. We've got this new slate. We have a chance of now living with direction and purpose and fulfillment that we never had before. The past is now fulfilled. Easter changes everything. Changes the present in a moment, in an instant. Their present circumstance changed. So these women, on this early Sunday morning, go to the tomb. They did not expect, I'm 1,000% sure, they didn't expect an earthquake. They did not expect to encounter or have a conversation with an angel. They did not expect to see that stone rolled away. They did not expect to meet Jesus in person, in the flesh, so to speak. They didn't. They had seen him crucified. They had seen him buried. They knew that Joseph of Arimathea had been given his body. They knew that he had placed that body in his own tomb that he had made. They knew all of that. But now, in a moment, in an instant, when they get to the tomb, they encounter all of this. These women went to the tomb as caretakers. They went there to take care of what they could because they loved Jesus. But in an instant, they moved from being caretakers. They were now messengers. The present situation was changed. It was not like it had been before they got there. They had been told, you see all of this? Go quickly and tell the other disciples what you have seen and tell them what they are to do. They're to get up and go to Galilee. In an instant, the present moment changed. That's what Jesus does. He takes who we are, and when you know him, in a moment, you're not the same. Years ago, Texas Baptist used to have a big evangelism conference. And for years, it always took place at the Fort Worth Convention Center. And it was an amazing experience. G- great preachers. You would love great preaching. They had great preachers and wonderful music and training sessions, you know, how to share your faith and how to have gospel convert, all of that. It was all there. And they had testimonies kind of sprinkled into every session. I was young. I was a pastor. I was 25 years old. You know, I didn't know how to be a pastor. But I would go to these, and they would just, you know, I don't know how to say it. They just fill my heart. They just fill my spirit, you know? But one of the testimonies I heard, this was years ago. I've never forgotten what she said and the way she summed it up at the end of her testimony. So this lady's name was Iris Blue. She grew up in Houston, rough life in Houston. She ended up living on the streets of Houston as an adult woman. She ended up as a prostitute on the inner city streets of Houston. And she was standing in front of 10,000 people sharing this testimony. And she said, one night, some people came up to me and they began to talk to me like nobody had ever talked to me before. And they began to talk to me about Jesus. And I'd never heard that before. And as she listened to them talk to her about Jesus, she said, and right there, on that street corner, I knelt down and acknowledged Jesus Christ as my Savior. And then she said, I knelt down a prostitute. And I stood up a lady. That is what Jesus does in an instant, in a moment, as the Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, the present changes. It's what happened here for these ladies. Their present circumstances changed. They were no longer caretakers. They were messengers. The present was a present. The here and now, it was a gift. Their lives would never be the same. And so I have to, this morning, to all of you, make that offer. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you are. This morning, in a moment, in an instant, your present condition can change if you would just simply acknowledge Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your Savior. The present will be completely switched in a moment. So Easter changes everything. It changes the past, it changes the present, and it changes the future. So these ladies, they go to the tomb, and all that they see, all that they encounter, and the instructions they are given, go and tell my disciples, my brothers, what you have seen and heard and what they are to do. So now they know where these other disciples are. We've got to put ourselves in the place where those other disciples are. All right? So here they are. in Jerusalem, hidden away. It's been a long couple of days here. And so they've been through a Saturday night. I would imagine on those early Sunday morning hours, those ladies are gone. The disciples that have kind of gathered in that one little, in that one place, some of them are probably still asleep, but some of them have awakened. Can you imagine those early Sunday morning conversations of those that are awake? What are they talking about? They're kind of reviewing what has happened. Sure. But don't you know they're also kind of looking at each other thinking, what's next? What do we do next? Where do we go from here? And then there's that tap on the door. I know somebody said, don't answer that. But they crack open that door, and there are those ladies, and they come in and they just burst with this amazing story of what they had just experienced, and they tell these disciples, you've got to go. You've got to go now. You've got to go to Galilee. He's waiting for you in Galilee. All of a sudden, their future changed. What they thought they were going to do was no longer what they were going to do. They now had things to do. They had places to go. They had people to see. Everything changed. The future was not what it was going to be. See if I can paint a word picture of how their future changed. Have you ever been on an airplane? You're on an airplane, you're on the runway, it's cloudy, it's kind of dark, it's rainy. Now, I've had this experience, some of you have as well. So you're sitting on the plane, and I always like to sit by the window. I want to make it as hard to get out as I can, apparently. So you go down the runway, and you take off. You kind of climbing out. And you can see the rain hitting your window. You know, I'm holding on pretty tight there. And then you burst through those clouds, and all you can see, for as far as you can see, are bright blue, clear skies. What once was is no more. That's how their future changed. In that room, before that knock, it was dark and cloudy and rainy, but now all of a sudden, they knew where they were going, and they knew what they were doing. Their future changed. Internally, from then on, regardless of what happened, there would be a peace about them. Externally, there would be trials and tribulations and tests. All of that was coming. But also, externally, as they lived out, there would be days like this. There would be moments of celebration. There would be moments of true joy. And then eternally, they knew they were good. There was a place for them with Jesus forever. The future was completely different. You remember that song? I wish I could sing it for you. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Folks, He lives. And Easter changes everything. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this Easter Sunday morning and this opportunity to just grasp it all again. Help us to do that. Help us to soak it all in. Father, we now know our lives make sense. And we now know what we're to do. And Father, we thank you for the bright future that awaits all who know Jesus. Father, this morning we pray in this place with these folks, your Holy Spirit would just speak, move, touch. Help us to respond in ways that please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have your attention just for a moment. Hey, if you don't know Jesus, please, we'd love to have a conversation with you about that. We'll sing, and a couple of us will be here at the front for just a moment. If you'd like to just come and shake a hand and start a conversation, we'd do that. But if you're here today as a believer, you just want to walk before God in a fresh spirit, you need someone to pray for you and encourage you, a couple of us will be here to do that. But maybe you're looking for a church home. Want to be a part of a church where Jesus is lifted high? Come be a part of this church. But whatever decision you want to make, if you want to make it publicly, we'll be here for a couple of moments. But let's just stand and sing and let's celebrate who Jesus is.